The Troy Murphy Show.
Welcome to Current Affairs Unplugged and Explained, a simplified look at the complex news stories of the day, done so in a way so that you can understand what's going on and so that you can be the informed and educated one at your next fancy dinner party, backyard barbecue, or coffee catch up with friends. Today, let's take a look at why the Greens' price cap on rents will not work. Before we deep dive into this topic, let's go back to the 7th of February 2023, where the Greens published in a policy article on their website, and I quote, "The Greens will introduce rent controls to tackle the skyrocketing cost of rent. Under the Greens' plan, there will be an immediate freeze on rent and a ban on unfair evictions to halt the day-to-day stress renters are feeling." At first glance, this seems like a noble endeavor. It promises the tantalizing idea of affordable housing and fairness in the rental market. And as a renter, it's caught my eye. And if I were a swing voter, which I could be, if the policy is right, a policy such as a freeze on rents during a cost of living crisis, well, it could win me over. But economics, like nature, is all about balance. Inferring too much in one area can have unintended consequences in another. Here's a simple breakdown of why this policy is not the silver bullet solution that the Greens make it out to be. One, supply and demand. Rental prices, like any other commodity, are governed by the laws of supply and demand. If the demand for rental properties exceeds the supply, prices go up. If supply exceeds demand, you guessed it, prices go down. By capping rent, you're essentially freezing this natural ebb and flow, potentially leading to distortions in the market. Which leads us on to point number two, incentives for landlords. If rents are artificially suppressed below market rates, landlords might feel that they're not getting a fair return on their investment, especially as we are seeing increases not only in cost of living, but on mortgage payments too. Yes, I know, I'm supporting the evil landlord here, but hey, that's the climate we live in. This can lead to reduced enthusiasm for maintaining or improving properties. Over time, this can result in a deterioration of the quality of available housing. Number three, reduced supply. If potential property investors feel that they won't get an adequate return due to rental caps, you know, the stuff that the Greens are asking for, well, they might be discouraged from buying properties to rent out. This can reduce the number of rental properties on the market, further exacerbating the very problem the policy aims to solve. Number four, black market and bias. When you cap something in high demand, a black market often emerges. We only discussed this in an earlier episode with vaping. They banning the vapes, a black market emerges. Landlords might start demanding under the table payments in addition to official rent, the capped rent. Alternatively, they might become more selective about who they rent to, preferring tenants who can offer something extra, be it a higher unofficial payment or other perks. And number five, it's a temporary solution. Rent caps treat the symptoms, not the disease. The real issue is a lack of not only of housing, but affordable housing. Instead of capping rents, a more effective solution would be to increase the supply of affordable housing, either through direct government intervention or incentives for private developers. Now let's critically analyze this topic. The pros of a rent cap. Let's jump into the Greens camp for a minute and critically analyze support for the Greens. It would be immediate relief for tenants facing skyrocketing rents. A little too late if it were to be implemented now, because prices have already been jacked up. It would also potentially decrease the homelessness and housing stress. This is true. It would also make housing more accessible for lower income groups, those who are paid less, and our younger generations. Now, the cons of rent caps. It can lead to a reduced number of rental properties on the market, putting the price up. Potential decline in the quality of rental housing. Also, possibly, of the emergence of black markets for rentals. And it doesn't address the root problem of housing affordability. So are we putting our thumbs up or our thumbs down to the Greens' price cap on rents? Well, it's a thumbs down from me. There are unintended consequences. Whilst well-intentioned, the policy can lead to a reduction in quality and quantity of rental properties available. And let's face it, because the Greens will never ever be in power, they can come out and put ridiculous policy forward in order to get votes. Policy that they'll never have to deliver on. Policy that is also a short-term fix. The policy does not address long-term solutions for the housing crisis, like increasing the supply of affordable homes. There's also economic distortion. By interfering in the natural workings of the market, there's a risk of creating imbalances that can have broader economic implications. And lastly, potential for unfair practices. Landlords might find ways around the caps, leading to potentially unfair or illegal practices that can hurt tenants. To wrap this up, while the idea of rent caps might seem appealing, it is essential to consider the broader implications and potential unintended consequences of this policy that has been put forward by the Greens. It just won't work.